Praise be Jesus Christ. The saint we celebrate today reminds us of the apostolic succession that exists in the Catholic Church, our link to Christ himself through the apostles and their successors. St. Polycarp was a bishop of Smyrna, and he was martyred in the year 169 AD, and he was a disciple of St. John the Evangelist. So he was a disciple of a man who not only knew the Lord, but rested his head on his Sacred Heart, who stood at the foot of the cross, who was a witness to his resurrection, who was inspired in the strict sense of the word, and through whom God was continuing to unfold public revelation. So St. Polycarp could boast that he knew St. John, who knew the Lord. And in fact, St. Irenaeus, the great father of the church himself, used to boast that he was a disciple of St. Polycarp, who was a disciple of St. John, who knew the Lord. And so we, as Catholics, can make the same boast. We just have to add a few more links to the chain. But again, we can make the same boast, having this as our inheritance, as members of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. And the Church even cites the writings of St. Polycarp in the Catechism being the authentic expression of the Christian faith. And it cites St. Polycarp, who gives thanks to God for the fact that he is given the grace to be a martyr, and he makes this prayer through Jesus Christ, the high priest. He says, "I bless you for having judged me worthy from this day and this hour to be counted among your martyrs. You have kept your promise, God of faithfulness and truth. For this reason and for everything, I praise you, I bless you, I glorify you through the eternal and heavenly high priest, Jesus Christ, your beloved Son. Through him, who is with you in the Holy Spirit, may glory be given to you, now and in the ages to come. Amen." St. Polycarp, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.